Half, Whitey, Sherelle. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Any doubt whatsoever in your mind that you're going to win tomorrow?
No. Wow, there's a little bit of doubt there, Brooks. That was leading into day four of the USPGA. One of the questions post-round to the eventual champion, Brooks Koepka. But got a little bit tighter than perhaps he might have thought that last round there at Bethpage Black in the USPGA. But he got the job done. He was right, ultimately. And he took out his fourth major. Greg Chalmers would have been watching it all unfold. Aussie golfer, the Snake Chalmers, one of our good friends on the program. He joins us to discuss that and more. Good morning, Greg.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
We're going very well. Thank you, buddy. He was pretty confident, was Brooks, carrying a big lead, it must be said, into the last round. Got a little bit tighter than perhaps he would have liked.
Mate, I think, it, you know, there was about 20 minutes where it was exciting. I love that confidence, though. Can you believe? I mean, I wish I had that when I was at any age. and he's got the game. He's got the game to back it up. He's playing out of his mind right now, and he's incredibly hard to beat.
Or just the game, talking about the game and what he's got in his arsenal, and Dustin Johnson probably to a degree as well, for it sits in a similar boat. Leading into the tournament, it was set up long, set up difficult, and the Bombers seemed to always going to be having the advantage, and Brooks was certainly one of those. DJ's obviously one of the other ones. And they've streeted the field in terms of the competitiveness and being contending for that title on the weekend. It took too many players out of play. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's just the new normal. I think it's, I don't know if it's good or bad. I mean, if you're someone my age, it's like, oh man, this sucks. I'd like to see a full arsenal of you know, different styles of play being competitive. But I think what golf is doing now is fast becoming like tennis has become, where if you don't have a power game, a big power serve, if you don't have that, you become very quickly obsolete and it's hard to compete at the top level. That's the way golf is moving. It happened very quickly over the last sort of a few years, and the equipment allows it. There's a lot of things that go into it, and there's a lot of it's just great athleticism. It's not my cup of tea, but it is what it is. It's just the new normal now.
Talk to me about Brooks's mindset, though, that absolute belief in himself going into that final round. Do you think that brought him undone a little bit, or is that confidence a good thing to have going into a situation like that?
No, I think it's extremely difficult to have that size of lead all week. Pretty much from the first round on, he was in control of that golf tournament, and everyone was talking about him winning. So his mental strength is unquestioned. It shouldn't be, anyway. He's just incredible. And then Dustin's out there playing what could be considered one of the best rounds of the year so far, up until 16, on extremely difficult conditions. I mean, I played that place in 02 when Tiger won, and I thought it was the hardest course I'd ever played in my life. And then these guys are out there, you know, shooting, you know, he's 13 under or 12 under starting the last day, and Dustin's out there doing it on the last day. So extremely testing conditions. And then even when he got within one shot, you see Brooks step up, drive it after hitting it all over the place. He drives it straight down the middle on 15, straight down the middle on 16. He plays the shots that you need to play to win, and Dustin couldn't get it done with three to go.
That positive mindset that he does have, that confidence, does it make him likable around the golf courses?
Oh, yeah. Look, every time I've been around him, I've only played with him one time. It was many years ago, but I've seen him, and I think, you know, you hear different stories. He's very likable. He's a lovely guy. He's just got a very strong mentality and belief in himself. And I've always thought it's easier to dial confidence down than it is to dial it up. So more power to him. If you believe in yourself on that level, your chances of being successful are extremely high.
There was a lot of commentary, Greg, around he goes under the radar a little bit. Now, we're talking about someone that's won essentially four majors in the last 2 and a bit years. He's now won the same amount of majors as Rory McIlroy and Ernie Els. Is that possible that he goes under the radar? And is that because of Tiger sort of re-emerging, or that I'm not sure. What's your view on that, living in America and sort of living it?
So what you get over here is you've got a couple of commentators who sort of were not looking at the results, more looking, I think, taking his manner into it. Like, because he does it. He's not running around the green fist pumping and, you know, not showing any emotion while he's out there doing it. It looks like he's shooting 78 when he's shooting 63, and vice versa. You just have no idea. He almost looks like he doesn't care. And I've always thought that to achieve greatness in this game, you need to have just the right amount of don't care to be really successful, because when you care too much, you can get a little tight and not play as well as you'd like. And so I think some of his manner had fallen into that sort of that line of thought from some critics. But amongst his peers, I think everyone's always thought he was a phenomenal golfer, regardless of how he carried himself. He didn't have to do fist bumps to prove that. He just had to keep winning, and that's what he's doing.
Because it's interesting, isn't it, just reflecting on what you've just said then, that there's Brooks and then there's Dustin Johnson, who are quite similar in their demeanour on the golf course, and they're 1 and 2 in the world. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas are slightly different. Certainly Jordan lets his emotions known a little bit more on the course, but I wouldn't say they're vanilla, but they don't have that charisma of some of the golfers of the past, and I wonder how important that is to golf, that they do have that. It's interesting.
Well, and here's what I say to people. I think you have to find the mental and emotional state you need to compete. You have to find that to go play well. And look, for someone like me, I'm not at their level and never have been, but in order for me to keep playing professional golf, I have to, I have to have a little mongrel in me, because I'm off the course. I feel like I'm, you know, I try and be just a nice guy. And it doesn't work when I get on the golf course. You need to have a little mongrel in you, a little competitive in you. Now, I think these guys, they have found a state that they need to be and into when they get on that first tee. And if it looks like peaceful and calm to me, and if that's what you need, that's what you need. And someone like Tiger Woods, he looks like he's on fire, you know, and that's what he needs. So everybody's different. You've just got to find what you need to perform really at a really high level and get there.
I think it's fascinating, Greg, what you've just said then, and it sort of brings me back to a comment that Mike Clayton made recently, where he talked about this production line of golfers coming through now. He called them TrackMan golfers, that they go into the lab, they know how fast they've got to swing it, they know how much iron they've got to push or whatever it is in the gym, because they just trust almost the science of the game. And then you get a Cameron Champ coming through, or you get, you know, a Brooks Koepka that just knows that if he hits it the way he knows he's going to hit it, he's going to play well.
Look, I can tell you he's right, and I can tell you that I work out at a gym here, and I'm one guy working out at one gym, and there's probably 30 to 50 school golfers that are there, that and of those, maybe 10 to 20% drive it above 320 yards. You know, it's 16 years old, hitting at 320. It's just and magnify that just around this country. You know, the knowledge has improved on how to get stronger, and it's a necessity now. So that's what they're doing. It's going to be interesting over the next, I don't know what we're going to do in 10 years' time, but it's going to be certainly interesting to watch.
Well, my quest to be on the seniors tour is taking a bit of a dent every time we talk, Greg, because it's seemingly more difficult to get on tour because they're getting so good out there, you blokes. It's nice to chat to you about it, though, and look forward to catching up soon as the majors just keep rolling in. The US Open's up next.
Yeah, that's right. Only 3 weeks to go. They've done a great job of rescheduling everything. So, yeah, we've got something big happening every month now. So once we get to that Players' Championship in March. So, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch.
Look after yourself. We'll chat soon. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.